Open your Bibles, if you would, to Psalm 100. Psalm 100. Obviously, this is our service before Thanksgiving, and I think sometimes it's always good to go back and take a refresher course. Is that okay if we do that this morning? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we love you. Thank you for this opportunity you placed in our hands, Lord. We ask you now, through the power of your Holy Spirit, to anoint, Lord, that the word, Father, would go forth with power, Lord, that it would find a lodging place in our hearts. And Father, ultimately, Lord, that it would bless you, that it would bring forth life into your kingdom, Father. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So maybe some of you can identify with perhaps whenever you were a child and, you know, your mom was taking you to the to the birthday party, some kind of activity where, you know, she was going to release you to, you know, another group of individuals. And whenever you drove up there into the driveway of this house or wherever it might be, if you were sitting in the back seat, do you remember her like adjusting the mirror so that she could get a look at you before you went in? Hold still, let me look. And then if she sees anything in that mirror that could be an oddity, she gets you up there in the front seat. Scoot up here. You have something on your mouth. Look, oh, good grief. She wipes it off of you. Look at your hair. Any of y'all's moms ever do that besides mine? My mom spit on her hand and fixed my hair with it. You know, she looks at your clothing, she looks at your hair, she looks at your face. She makes sure all the things that need to be in place are in place. And then she starts going through this litany of things that you must do and you must not do. Now, whenever you go in there, you say, yes, sir, or no, sir, yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am. Are you hear that?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, what are you going to say if you get in there?
Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Yes, sir, no, sir.
And you're going to be polite, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to say please and thank you, right? Does any of your parents ever do this beside me? Okay, well, let me ask this. Did you do it to your kids? Oh, Jesus, help us all. You know, there was that whole thing. You know, I mean, you know, my mom did this. She said, did you put on clean underwear today? I say, Mom, it's a birthday party, for heaven's sake. But yes, just in case, I put on clean underwear. She said, well, if you didn't, I've got a pair up here in the glove box. There was always that, you know, I mean, one of the things my mom always stressed was that we say thank you. Thank you. She just always, you know, what do you say? What do you say?
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Never mind. My mom always made me say thank you. And so I've just gotten accustomed to saying thank you. I just say thank you whenever it doesn't even require thank you. Sometimes somebody will thank me and I'll thank them back. Thank you. Well, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. How are we going to end this? Folks, this morning, I think it's kind of like, you know, we're heading out into the world. And you know, I'm certainly not going to play the role of your mom, but I'm going to tell you there's some things that we need to be doing as we go forth out into this world. And one of the things we need to be doing is thanking God. We really do. We really, really do. And so this morning, I want to keep it kind of brief because, you know, I know that you all are ready to get across the street to our Thanksgiving fellowship. But this morning, I really believe there's some real important things that we can learn. First of all, Psalm 100, all men are exhorted to praise God. That was the title over the top of this passage of Scripture, a psalm for thanksgiving. Verse number 1, it says, shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before Him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord Himself is God. It is He who made us and we, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting and His faithfulness to all generations. So here is a psalm right here, tucked right kind of in the middle of the whole book of Psalm, that admonishes all of us to be thankful. Amen? Folks, I got to tell you something. Even the worst day that you and I have in this nation that is highly blessed and highly favored of God, the worst day that we have here is so much better than probably 4/5 of the population of the world. We've got a lot to be thankful for. But I got to tell you, it's just like where we are today. I mean, if I came down here, and please don't misunderstand me, I don't believe that the platform is important for any other thing but probably giving us a good view of things. But down here on this level, you know, if you guys decided you wanted to elevate, because the elevation here is like 3,000 feet or something, I don't know where we're standing. But let's say you guys want to go a little higher, you could go up the steps. I mean, I think this is probably about 8 inches, so now it's 3,000 feet, 8 inches. And if you want to elevate a little bit higher, you want to go up a little bit higher, you could go up how many ever steps you wanted. And I mean, if we were doing Heaven's Gates, Hell's Flames, you could go right up into the baptismal and shake Jesus' hand. Okay, never mind. In the same way that we are thankful, I believe that there are a lot of different ways that we, or maybe levels of gratitude that we show out, that we show forth. And I really believe that there is this sequential path to showing gratitude that many times we stop down on the lower levels, and we shouldn't. The first level that I want to make aware to us today is just kind of expressing thanks because it's a habit. How many of you all are into the habit of praying over your food? I am. I pray over my food. I mean, I'm not going to tell you we don't eat before we pray, because every once in a while there's nibbling that takes place, okay? But rarely do we ever finish a meal and not pray, okay? In the middle of it, especially whenever our kids were younger, they said, "Dad, you're eating already." Oh, okay, well, I spit it back out on my plate, and that'd gross them out, so they would never do that again. But sometimes we get into a habit of praying for our meals. Now, the next thing I got to ask you is this. Have you ever prayed for your meal, and then, you know, before you eat your meal, you look around the table and you go, "Did we pray?" Come on now. Some of y'all, never. Because see, what happens a lot of times is we just get in the habit of doing it. Instead of being more sincere, we just, you know, just go through the motions. Oh, God is good, God is great, let's eat. Oh, yeah, come on, bring that turkey on. Come on. Now, let me just make sure y'all understand this. It's good to have a habit of thanking God. It's good to do it kind of automatically. We need to form these good habits, and thanking God is a good habit. Amen? It's no sin to be in the habit of thanking people for the things they do for us. I got to tell you, man, if somebody serves you, you need to thank them. I mean, that person at Piggly Wiggly running them groceries across that scanner, you go, "Well, they get paid for it." Thank them for helping you. Thank them for blessing you. Amen. "Well, I paid for those groceries." You're a grump. Hey, man, just thank them. Just being a habit. I just go around thanking people. I say thank you so often. Sometimes I say thank you on the phone for things, and I hang up and I say, "Man, that sounded insane. What were you thanking them for?" Come on. It's a habit. We need to be in the habit of thanking people. We need to be in the habit of thanking God, as in every meal. Thanksgiving is a habit. But I got to tell you something. More than Thanksgiving being a habit, Thanksgiving ought to be a courtesy. And you go, "Well, you know, what are you talking about, Pastor?" Well, we expect others, and they expect it of us, just to thank them. It's kind of like etiquette. My mom used to tell me, "What do you say? What do you say?" Have you ever not wanted to thank them for something? And so you clenched your teeth until your mama said, "I'm going to beat you when I get home." So one thing I never did was thank my mom for spanking me. Even as I grew up and I realized that spanking probably helped a lot, and I would have probably been some derelict locked up in prison if she hadn't spanked me, but nevertheless, I've never thought it necessary to thank her for spanking me. See, that's the way you keep it over on your parents. Because she's waiting for that, because my other two brothers have probably already thanked her, but I'm not. I'm not going to go say, "Thank you, Mom. I know it made me better." I'm just withholding it till later. But Thanksgiving, that's an expression literally that it's just courteous. It's courteous. It's discourteous not to thank people, and it's discourteous not to thank God. I'll really be honest with you. I think whenever we fail to thank God, I think that's almost rude. I mean, and you say, well, what do you mean to thank God? Folks, I got to tell you something. We ought to be about our business all day long in the midst of thanking God for the things that He has placed on our plates, man. And I don't mean that necessarily as food. I'm telling you, He has given us children. He has given us life. He has given us breath. He gives us electricity, for crying out loud. Sometimes He gives us running water, huh? Yeah. If you need to talk, to somebody about the thankfulness of running water. We got a couple here in our church that have gone through all kinds of misery the last few weeks, and they can give you a testimony how important it is for running water to be in your house. There's so many things we take for granted. We go into our closet and we got clothes laid out everywhere in our closets, and man, we need to go in there and say, God, thank you for providing for me. It's courteous. So Thanksgiving is a courtesy, but it's also more than that. You see how we're coming up levels. It can be a habit, but it also needs to be a courtesy where we just say, Lord, we thank you. We bless you. We acknowledge that your hand of goodness is upon our lives. So we have the expressing of thanksgiving in a habit. We have the expressing of thanksgiving in courtesy. But folks, I got to tell you, this is one of the most amazing ways that we can say thank you to God. And that is through our worship. It's through our worship. Folks, do you realize that even the pagan gods that are out there, their followers thank them. Come on. The pagan gods are thanked by their pagan followers for things that their pagan gods never have anything to do with. Come on. They're praying to these pagan gods for rain to come down upon their crops. And so whenever rain comes, they run out and they thank their pagan gods. Gods that are made by man's hands. Are you following me? They've carved them out of wood. They've hewn them out of stone. They've cast them out of some kind of metal. And they're thanking these pagan gods. It's an integral part of the Old Testament. All through the Old Testament, you see people. We just read out of Psalm 100. All through the Old Testament, people are thanking God in worship. Old Testament is filled with all kinds of examples of people who personally give thanksgiving. And not only just individuals, but corporately. You see the whole nation of Israel thanking God through worship. You say, well, that's the Old Testament. Folks, it's there in the New Testament too. In the New Testament, there's all kinds of examples. In the life of Jesus, there's thanksgiving through worship. In the Apostle Paul, in the life of the early church, there was all kinds of examples where they reached out to God and they expressed their thanks in worship. I got to be just honest with you this morning. I came in here for the pre-service prayer and I was kneeling down and I had a multitude of things I wanted to pray for. Josh was just so heavy on my heart this morning. And I just really wanted an opportunity just to say, God, you've got to heal that kid's life. But understand this, whenever I knelt down, there was something that began to come over me. And I just began to worship God and thank Him. And so I thanked Him and worshiped Him for a little while. And I said, okay, now I'm going to pray. And there was just something in the inside of me said, nope, you're going to worship and thank Him. And I just did. I just couldn't do anything else. And I tell you, it's the next step. We can do it in habit. We can do it as a courtesy. But man, whenever you start saying, thank you, God, as an act of worship, I'm going to tell you something. Things get stirred up in the heavenlies. Amen. Give thanks with a grateful heart. All of our worship songs, think about it. I mean, we played one this morning where we can just lay back in this contemporary style of worship that we use and we can just, through our worship, thank God because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. Whew. Give thanks with a grateful heart. I wonder what it feels like to be God and have His children who He constantly bestows blessings on to stand back and thank Him through worship. I worship you, Holy Spirit. I worship you, Jesus. And I thank you for the massive amount of blessings that you have bestowed upon me. I have a little exercise that I often walk people through because, you know, sometimes people can get their attitudes really twisted up. That's a very political correct way of saying it, okay? And a lot of times whenever we get our attitudes all twisted up, a lot of times all we can see is the negative things that are going on in our lives. Come on. It's so refreshing, though, sometimes to sit down and to literally take a piece of paper, like one of these notepads, you know, yellow notepads, draw a line right down the middle of it, and over here on this side put bad, and over here on this side put good. And just walk yourself through this little exercise. Write down everything in your life on the bad side that's bad, you know? Maybe you write down, oh, the dog bit the mailman and I've got a lawsuit on my hands. My kids are knuckleheads. Come on. My husband needs help. Write down everything on that side that's bad. I mean, just as exhaustive as a list as you could possibly write down. And then take for a moment on the other side and just begin to label all the things in your life that's good. You may tell you something's good in my life? I could get up out of bed this morning and walk on both feet. I didn't have to have any kind of assistance to do it. I didn't have to crawl out of bed into a wheelchair. God gave me legs so that I could walk. I want to tell you something. You go, oh, Pastor, come on. Folks, I'm telling you, this is what we've got to do is adore and praise Him and worship Him through our thanksgiving. Say, God, thank you for that. Oh, Pastor, you're getting really... Folks, I got to tell you something. You walk through this exercise and just write down everything that's bad and then write down everything that's good. I will tell you this. If you are honest, your list of good things will so far outweigh your list of bad things that it'll throw you into this position where your whole thought processes get untwisted. And you start seeing things in perspective. Because this is what I say. It doesn't make any difference how bad it gets at your house. It could be worse. But for the grace of God, there I am right there. But God's hand has been upon my life. God's keeping power has been upon my life. His blessings have rained down upon me for the last 35 years. God has blessed me every day that I've lived. And I want to tell you something, whenever we offer thanksgiving back to Him in worship, it is amazing, man. It's amazing. So we've got this expressing thanksgiving in a habit and expressing thanksgiving just out of courtesy. And then we express thanksgiving out of worship. But there's this next step, and this one's a tough one. Y'all ready? It's thanking Him out of faith. Because you realize everything I've been thanking Him for so far is stuff I got in my hands. Come on. I've been thanking Him for all the good things He's already done for me. But you see, whenever you step up and you start thanking Him and expressing your thanksgiving to Him in faith, the first thing you got to understand, it's about believing that all past blessings came from God. The Bible tells us every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights. So in other words, if you got anything in your life that's good, you have to understand, go down to the store and get you one of them little rubber stamps and it says God on it and put red ink on it and stamp everything that's good in your life and know where you got it from. It's God. He's given it to you. So know everything that's come from the past that's good, it's from God. But then expressing our thanks in faith is also believing that present blessing comes from God. The blessing that I'm going to get today. Because, you know, my wife's not here this morning, but I will tell you this. Whenever I get home this afternoon, I'm going to go in the front door. One of the first things I'm going to do is walk over to the couch, and I'm going to give her a little smooch. I'm going to say, hey, baby, how's it going? And I'll just tell you something. I've always considered that an amazing blessing. Come on. The affection of my wife. Are you there? It comes from God. All present blessing comes from God. But whenever you start stepping out in faith, you see, you also got to say this. I believe that all future blessing is coming from God as well. And see, whenever you start stepping out in faith and you start saying things like this, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just bless you and I thank you, God. I thank you for the miracle that I've been asking for. I believe, Father God. And right now, I just thank you in advance for it, Father God. It's not in my hands, it is not manifested, but I believe that it is mine by the power of this word and by the blood of Jesus Christ. And so I stand thanking you today for it. That's faith. That's faith. I don't see it. I don't smell it. It's not in my pocket. It's way out there in the future. I don't know. Maybe just a few days out there in the future. But it's not mine yet. But yet I'm thanking somebody for it in advance. See, it's like if I came up to you and I started thanking you for that car you're going to give me. Man. Calvin, I love your car. That little blue one is awesome, man. Thank you for giving it to me. It's not his. Oh, never mind. I'll get with the other guy. It doesn't make any sense to start thanking them before they've given it to you. I mean, sometimes kids do that because they figure out Christmas. They start coming to you, hey, man, Dad, thanks for getting me this. Thanks, because I want it. Bad, I got to have it. But that's faith speaking to us whenever we can go to God and we can express to Him thanksgiving through faith. That takes a little going out there, but I tell you, there's power in it. There's power in it. There's a time in my life where I desperately need a miracle from God. I mean, I desperately needed one. I'm telling you, I was standing every day, believing every day, and for the many weeks that had preceded this event that took place in my life, I was saying, God, you got to do this, you got to do this. I was quoting the Word, I was fasting, I was praying, I was believing. I'm just telling you, I was bearing down because I had to have God do it. Are you following me? There was no other way, and I needed God's miracle. Thing is, I wasn't hearing from him. He wasn't saying a word. I mean, it was like he was off playing golf somewhere in the Florida Keys or something. He just wasn't speaking. I wasn't hearing anything, but man, every day I was in there and I was praying, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, you've got to do this, you've got to do this. In faith, I'm just reaching out. I'm saying, God, you've got to do this. I need this miracle in my life. I can remember one day in particular, I was in early morning prayer and there was always a lot of people at our prayer group, but this time it was just me. And I had gone past praying. Now, just identify with me for a moment, see if you've ever been here. I had gone past praying, and I was to the whining stage. Come on. Because I'd prayed with power, and I'd prayed with love, and I'd prayed with kindness, and I'd prayed with every word that I knew in the English dictionary. I'd prayed every way I knew, and God wasn't doing nothing. I didn't feel like he was going to do nothing. And so I was whining. Oh God, I don't even think you hear me anymore. I need you so bad, but you're not even anywhere around. I honestly think it was worse than that. I mean, I went into this, I was whining. I said, man, if I pray the right way and I don't get anything, maybe whining helps. And I can remember sitting in the pew, because I'd walked, I'd knelt, I'd laid on the ground, I did everything I knew to do, and finally I'm sitting in the pew, and the Holy Spirit just arrests my attention. And this is what he says to me. He says, son, let me tell you something. More things will come to you because you praise me and thank me for them than whining. So I said, okay. Let me get out of this whining boat. You know, once you get there, it's easy to stay. And so by faith, I began to thank him for what I was praying about. I didn't ask him anymore. I just started thanking him. I just saying, God, this is what I thank you for, the manifestation of this miracle that I need in my life. I thank you for it. It is going to be mine in Jesus' name. I thank you for it. I praise you for it. I thank you for it. By faith, I'm believing. I thank you. And this is what I'll tell you. 3 days went by, and the miracle took place in my life. And I want to tell you something. It was one of those miracles that just, you walk away saying, that was a God thing. He did it. So we've got this expressing thanks just by habit, by courtesy, through our worship, and by faith. But this last one, you see, we're just incrementally going up. Y'all see what I'm saying? Because we can just do it by habit. Oh, God, thank you for our food. Let's eat. We can do it because we're courteous and we say, well, God needs to be thanked. Listen, because he provided this food for us. No, Walmart did. No, God did. Come on. We know it's a courtesy. We know we need to do that. And we can express it through worship. We can express it in faith. But I really believe that this last one is a level that all of us need to come up to. And that is expressing thanks in love. I'm going to tell you this, and this is, you know, very personal in my life and my wife's life, but I have to take care of her. And so, you know, if she eats, it's because I bring her a plate and, you know, I cut up the food. And you know, I mean, like, yesterday I brought her a cup of yogurt and a spoon for breakfast and a napkin and the drink of the gods, a Dr. Pepper. And, you know, I mean, just think about this for a minute. There's no reason why she really needs to thank me, but she did. And I said, she said, thanks for breakfast. And I said, man, I really cooked hard on that one. And she said, no, she said, thank you for breakfast. You see, love means that we never take our gifts for granted. That's what that means. Whenever you fall into a place to where you look at what you have and something begins to rise on the inside of you and you go, God, thank you that I have 4 healthy kids and 2 healthy grandkids. Because I spent a while in the ICU ward down in Asheville, North Carolina, the pediatric ICU ward. And you got kids all through there that are struggling against conditions that are literally life-threatening. And I've got 4 kids that have never, ever been to the hospital, not once. Now, we've had to take them and get them stitched up because their dad cut their head open with something, but that's a whole other story. I've seen God touch their lives in so many ways. And you got to understand, whenever something begins to well up on the inside of you, that all you can do is just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. We have to express our thanks out of love. It's got to go past just a courtesy thank you. You know what I'm saying? It's got to go past just a habit. Oh, God, thank you for this food. Folks, I got to be honest with you. We need to take time and thank God for our blessings. We are a blessed people. So love means that we never take our gifts for granted. But even more powerful than that, love means that we never take the giver for granted. Now, I'm going to share something with you, and I would be pleased if it didn't go past the 4 walls of our sanctuary. But I will tell you, I have many, many times taken the giver for granted. I think it's easy to do. It's easy to forget about how good he is to us. I know I've preached this and I've heard this 100 times in my lifetime, but you know, if God chose to not give us anything but the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, for salvation. You realize how big that is? Come on, folks. Last Wednesday night, I talked about the word reconciliation. Reconciliation or reconcile means to change our relationship. Once you were an enemy to God, but now you are His friend. Once you are a stranger to God, but now you are His son. Hallelujah. And so often, man, I take that for granted that I walk around this place right here, which I'll just tell you something. I'm an alien to this place we live in. I'm an alien. I've crossed the border legally, but I'm an alien. Come on. This isn't my home. My home is in heaven where Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And we take that for granted. I have a home in heaven where God lives. We've got to come to a place where love means we never take the giver for granted. He gave me eternal life. You heard the story about the man and the woman in their recliners watching TV, and they'd been married for quite some time, and you know, they'd gotten real comfortable around one another, and the wife looked over at her husband and said, "Hun, do you love me?" And he just kind of looked at her and then went back to watching Jeopardy. And she said, Hun, do you love me?" And he looked at her again. And he just went to watching Jeopardy. So you know what's coming next, right, guys? Oh, she just bursts out in tears and she just began to, "I don't think you love me anymore." He stops her and he says, "Listen, 34 years ago, whenever we got married, stood at an altar, I said, I love you. Nothing's changed." And he went back to watching TV. I'm just going to tell you something. I couldn't get by with that with my wife. Nor would I even want to. Because I believe not only does love means that we never take our gifts for granted, nor do we take our giver for granted, but I believe love should be expressed in words. Husbands and wives, I'm going to tell you something. You should tell one another you love them every day. Every day. Multiple times a day. Can I just tell you something? We've only got this day right here to tell one another we love them. It should be expressed in words. Our love should be expressed in words. It's not enough to just say I love you and then just go about your business for the next 34 years. It needs to be expressed in words. So, we express our thanks through love. And we express our love through words. Have you ever wondered how some of these songs got written that today we sing that are love songs to Jesus? In fact, that's the title of one of the songs. A love song to Jesus. You ever thought about how that came? You see, because somebody at one time or another in their life, they began to feel that overwhelming sense of love inside of them for what it is that Christ Jesus did. And so they began to write down the words that were emanating from the inside of them. And that's how we got these songs. Men and women just moved on by this amazing feeling of love that just overwhelmed them. And they wanted to make sure that they weren't taking their gift for granted, nor their giver for granted. And they wanted to express it in words. Not only should we express our love in words, but we should also express it in deeds. Because y'all know what I say, right? Talk's cheap. Talk is cheap. So, you know, like whenever you get that child next to you and somebody gives them a piece of candy or whatever, and you know, you're kind of nudging them, you know, say, "Now what do you say? Now what do you say? Now what do you say?" And finally, you know, that child pipes up and he says, "Thank you." You know, that's a good thing to teach kids. Amen. But I really believe through the power of the Spirit of God this morning, through His Word, this amazing psalm that we read. Folks, it says this, enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. I believe that today the Holy Spirit is indeed kind of nudging us a little bit. And He's saying, what should you say? And I'm going to say to you this morning that we can express our thanksgiving out of habit. We can express it out of courtesy. We can express it through worship. We can express it through faith. But I really believe that we all in this room need to come up a little bit higher with our thanks. We need to find that place that out of a heart of love, we express to the gift giver that, man, you are an awesome God, and I thank you for what it is that you've placed in my life. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe that it's better to thank God from a habit than to not thank Him at all. Are you with me? It's better to thank Him out of courtesy than to not thank Him at all. It's better to thank God out of worship, better to thank Him from faith. But I believe best of all is to come to that place in our lives where we thank Him out of love. Where we thank Him out of love. So Jared, if you'll come and help me close this morning, we're going to close this because we're going to close it in a way because I just got through saying that talk is cheap, right? Talk's cheap. And so this morning, I believe that there's all different ways that we can express our thanks to God. We can lift our hands, we can open our mouths, and just begin to say, thank you, Jesus. But this morning, I really believe that we need to more finitely define what it is that we're going to thank Him for. So this morning, for just a moment, could you in your pew just begin to say, these are the things that would make my top 10 list. You know? My top 10 list. I'll tell you right at the very top of my list is, I am thankful for Jesus Christ, the Son, who came and gave His life for me. While I was yet a sinner, He died for me. And He made a way where I could be reconciled to God the Father through His blood. And folks, I got to tell you something. That's some big time stuff right there. So that's the top 10 list right there. That's number one. But in my life, I got to tell you that past that number one right there is that I've got an amazing family that God gave me. I don't deserve what I've got. I look at my brothers. I look at my cousins. And man, their kids are just, oh man, it's sad. Some of the things that they've gone through. Suicide is one of the things in my family that's so prevalent. My dad's already had two of his siblings commit suicide. And several of their kids have committed suicide. And so it's something that I believe that the spirit, the darkness, has literally just followed our family. But I got to tell you something. You know, I don't even have a shred of worry in my life that could happen in my home. I've got a really good God that has so blessed me. And to be honest with you, some days it's a struggle at the Watson house. I won't lie to you. It's a struggle. It's a struggle. My wife's health stinks. But even past that, we've got so many things to be thankful for. Whenever my wife's not here and I pick up my granddaughter and I say, Emma, give me a kiss for Meemaw. And you got to know that I get it too, you know. So she kisses me on the cheek and I say, now what you want me to tell Meemaw whenever I see her? Tell her hi. I said, okay, tell her hi. What else you want me to tell her? One. What's that mean? Just tell her one. I said, okay. I relay these things to Meemaw. And then she goes in and she says, and hug the chickens for me. I'm not real fond of hugging chickens. I'm fond of eating them, but not hugging them. And there's just, you know, it seems so crazy, but that delights my heart. And I don't deserve that. I don't deserve anything good, but through the graciousness of my God, He has chose to bestow on me a multitude of blessings.